And it's now time for a Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. An Arizona State professor has taken academic absurdity to a whole new level. Professor Crystal Jackson is claiming that fighting sex trafficking is anti-immigrant. It's racist and it's transphobic. Her solution, legalize the sex trade. Sometimes the ivory tower is just so high you lose sight of basic humanity. And a story now that would be funny if it weren't so serious. Mattel is facing a $5 million lawsuit after printing the wrong website on their Wicked doll packaging. Instead of directing kids to the movie's website, they accidentally sent them to a porn site. The company has rushed to pull dolls from shelves, but for some families, the damage is already done. Mark Zuckerberg seems to be having second thoughts about all of that censorship during COVID. The Meta CEO is now seeking an active role in President Trump's tech policies, even recently visiting Mar-a-Lago for talks. Better late than never? I don't know. We'll see. A Las Vegas fourth grade teacher is in some pretty hot water for teaching kids about budgeting. She gave students play money for correct math answers, then charged them desk rent. Those who couldn't pay had to sit on the floor. Some parents outraged, but maybe learning about homelessness in math class might help you not experience it in real life. The Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE for short, is taking aim at daylight savings time. Trump allies Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk think it's time to stop changing our clocks twice a year. As it turns out, the time changes cost the economy $434 million per year in lost productivity. I had no idea it impacted the economy like that. I just know I don't like it getting dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. And from Seattle's Pacific Northwest Ballet, they're rewriting Christmas traditions this year. But this particular ballet decided to cast a male dancer as the Sugar Plum Fairy in The Nutcracker, part of their mission to ungender the ballet. Gotta love this world we're living in. Jaguar's marketing team has learned the hard way that going woke is not great for luxury car sales. After their bizarre rebrand, an executive is now complaining about vile hatred and intolerance from the public. What? There's a word for thinking everyone has to accept everything you do. What's that word? Oh, insane. The State Department's DEI chief might want to check her old tweets. Seems that Desiree Cormier Smith's deleted posts have resurfaced, which show her praising anti-police rants and calling Trump supporters racist. She currently makes about $180,000 a year fighting systemic racism. Seems like the system's been pretty good to her. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.